We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah, Shami Emrim, Ma'avirim Yala Shulchan at Somois Veklipin. You're allowed to remove from the table bones and shells. They finished eating, you're allowed to remove the bones and the shells. Vesil Oimrim, Masalikis at Tablo, you pick up like the tablecloth, Kula Omenara, you shake it off, because you're not allowed to Mimetaltal these Klipin Vat Somois because they're Muksa. And therefore, Vesil says you have to shake it off. According to Beis Shammai, you could take it off by hand. And according to Vesil, you have to shake it off. Now, what's the muksa of these klipim v'atzamos? Rashi learns these klipim v'atzamos are not roi for anything, not even roi for a dog. And still, Beis Shammai holds his mutter. So, in the Gemara, this sheet is Rav Shimon. And Vesil holds like Rav Yehuda, and therefore, it's muksa. The question is, that Taisus asks, is that according to Rav Shimon, even something that's not royal for anything, even Rav Shimon agrees is muksa. It has to be royal at least for klavim, at least for behemoths. So Tosfos learns it is royal for klavim, just not royal for people. So it's totally machlokes Yehuda and Rav Shimon. That's one thing to speak out. Number two, you have to speak out is how does Beis Hillel allow you to shake it off the tablecloth? Why isn't it a basis? So there's a lot of truths into this kasha. Some truths are because it has other things on the tablecloth that are heter, or the vart is you weren't going to leave it here the whole Shabbos. Or it's considered like Sheikh, since I don't dafka put it here. Or maybe there's no buses in the middle of a Shabbos. A lot of different truths to answer why there's no buses. So to Mishnah Vaita, Ma'avir mefnei ha'shulchan perurim pachis mekazayis. You let it remove from the table crumbs that are less than a kazayis. Again, because it's not muksa, because it's royal for behemoth. V'chein se'ar shel afunim. Also pods of beans, like beans, you know, like peas in a pod. Lentils, a part of lentils. These things you let her remove, of course, the Meichel Behema. And this, the Gemara is going to say, Stam Mishal like Rab Shimon. Zok to Mishal Vaita, Svoik, which is a sponge. So a sponge is a Shail of Schita now. So Im Yeshloi Oyer Beis Achiza, if it has like a base yad, it has a handle, so then you could wipe the table with it, because you're not worried, you might squeeze it, because you're not touching it with your hand. It's not a Shail of, you're not going to squeeze it, because even if it squeezes a machavin, it's not a psik ratio since it has a handle. From lava, it has no handle, yet holding the sponge by your hand, you cannot use it to clean the table. Why not? Because you might make schita. And then the Mishnah says, in any case that if it's dry and it has a handle, you let it metalted on Shabbos. Because there is no chash of schita at all. And it's not makabel tuma because it's any kli made out of svog is not makabel tuma. Rashi says because it's not a kli eitz, it's not a kli beged, it's not a sack, it's not a matris, it's not metal. Since it's material, it's just like a piece is a piece of leather together with a sponge. That's not a kli eitz. It's not a kli when it comes to tuma. Tuma has to be a specific type of kli, and this does not include any of the type of things that are makabel tuma. Amar Rav Nachman, onu ein lonu ella. The way we have a Gerson in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai goes to Kula, like Rav Shimon, and says you let it remove that Tzomois and the Klipim from the table. And Beis Hillel goes to Chumrah, you have to shake it off. So Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Onu Ein Lonu Ela Beis Shammai K'Rav Yehuda Beis Hillel K'Rav Shimon. We are Geris, the opposite. That Beis Shammai is like Rav Yehuda, Beis Shammai is the one who says you have to shake off the tablecloth, and Beis Hillel says like Rav Shimon, that you let it remove it by hand. Because Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon, and Beis Shammai holds like Rav Yehuda. Now, how did he know that? So Tosfos speaks out because in Masechtas Idyos, it says all the Kulei Beis Shammai, all the Kulos of Beis Shammai. And this one is not included there. So we must be that Beis Shammai is Machmir and holds you have to shake it off, and Beis Hillel is the one who allows it to take it off by hand like Rav Shimon. And again, we said it's Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what's the case? Rashi is a very chiddush. Rashi says that even if it's not roya at all, you can take it off by hand. And Tosfos says, not true. Rav Shimon has to be roya for something. And Akedek Achter, Ritva says, to go tell your cipher in Rashi, because such a shver pshat in Rashi. So, Dr. Gemara Vaita, Avir and Vnei HaShulchan Perurim, you're allowed to remove from the table little crumbs. Why? Because little crumbs are roya for Meichel Behema. So, Mara says, Mesiyele Rav Yechanan. We have a raya to Rav Yechanan. Dom Rav Yechanan, Pirurim Shem Kazayis, Oslav Avim Viyad. Rav Yechanan says that little crumb is less than a Kazayis, you're not allowed to be Ma'abed at Viyad. You're not allowed to destroy it with your hand. So what's the Raya for my Mishnah? So Rashi says the Raya is, because it says Ma'avirim, it sounds like I have to remove the Pirurim by hand. Why do I have to do so much covet? It must be because you're not allowed to be Ma'abed. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos has two kash on this. Tosfos for kasha is, first of all, it says by klipim bad som, it's also ma'avirim, and there's no tzad there that you, there's no tzad that you have to give it covered. And number two is, the Gemara in Bracha says, the Eilam remembers, in Mesechus Brachos, the Eilam Dvarim, that Basil says that if he's a Shamash Talmud Chacham, he knows he takes the Purim that Kazayas, and less than a Kazayas, he leaves. So if I carry it, less than a Kazayas is Mutala Avdom. So he's garish the opposite. That the Gemara says, Mekan Siyua, that's Mutala Avdom Bayad. And what's the Raya? Because you see, it's Michael Behema, he's allowed to give it to the Behema. So you see, it's Mutala Avdom Bayad. He has the opposite Gersa than Rashi, and it's a Masiela Rechlan that's Mutala Avdom, less than Kazayas Bayad. So the Gemara Vayter, Sar Shal Afanim, talking about the pods, the pods of beans. So the Gemara, it says there, it says in the Gemara that you let him talk to because Michael Behemoth. The Gemara, Mani Rav Shimon, it's established like Rav Shimon, the less they muksa, doesn't hold a muksa, and even though this wasn't royu for Behemoth, it was a regular, all regular beans before Shabbos, it wasn't royu for Behemoth, but now that I took out the food, it's royu for Behemoth, and it's not muksa. That's going to Rav Shimon, that even though it came on Shabbos royu to Behemoth, it's still not muksa. Ema Seifa, look at the sefer. It says, "Svayig im yeshlei beis achiza, a sponge that has a handle that mekanchabai. You could clean the table with it. Mlav, there's no handle mekanchabai. So why? So why can't you do it? It's in a mechaven. Even when it doesn't have a handle, you're not trying to squeeze it. You're trying to sweep the table off. So also Rabbi Yehuda, the Amadam Shem is gavan also. So how could it be that the reish is Rabbi Shimon and the sefer is Rabbi Yehuda? Zok demar baha fill Rabbi Shimon meida. In this case." Of Svog, Rav Shimon's Moida also, the Bai Rav Shimon Tavayu, Moida Rav Shimon Psikresh Lo Yomas. Rav Shimon's Moida by Psikresh. And here, if you hold on the sponge by hand, it'll for sure get squeezed out. Therefore, it's Psikresh, and even Rav Shimon be Moida that, it's also to do. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Hani Garine the Tamri Armaisa. These type of dates that are called the Armenian dates, that are really not so royu for people. Most of the time, behemoths eat it. Shori tatuni, lada metalto, the pits on Shabbos. Why? Helve chazim agav iman. Since the royu to the behemoth agav iman, the whole entire date was royu for behemoth beginning on Shabbos. So now, even though I separated and I actually ate the date, but the pit is royu to behemoth because it's royu behemoth beginning on Shabbos. With the precise also, obviously it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. With the precise also, but a regular good date that beginning of Shabbos was a date that was ready for people, and now you ate the date and now there's a pit left, so it's noilad that it became machal behema. Only became machal behema on Shabbos. That's noilad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's also al tzmuksa. With the precise also, so we have here halacha that if you look at Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out the pits of the date, even though it's ready to behema, it's still muksa. So Gemara says Shmuel, what did Shmuel do with his? In those days, they had a lot of dates. What does Shmuel do with his date pits? The pits of his date? Shmuel metaltel agav rifta. He used to metaltel it agav his bread. He used to took it out of his mouth, he put it on top of his bread. And now if he wanted to take it to the garbage, he brought the bread to the garbage, and that's how he was metaltel, tiltel ma'atzad. Tosfos speaks out that even though Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon, like we see later on in the Masechta, because he's Adam Chashev, he was machmir for the Mandiyomer Mahold, like Rav Yehuda, and he did this Maisa. Like similar that we had in yesterday's daf, Abai Abba Rava. Zot Maravaita, Simen Sharnam Shepaz Simen. So Shmuel Tamei, Dama Shmuel, Oysa Adam called Sarka Pas. Shmuel that used the bread, the metaltel, the pits, to go on the Tamei, they hold, you're allowed to do all your Tzrochim with Pas. Rava metaltel agav lekana de Maya. Rava was metaltel the pits on top of a little bucket of water. That's how he was metaltel this. When he wanted to metaltel the pits, he metaltel agav a piece of bread like Shmuel, because maybe he held it was bazillion. He did it agav a pitcher of water. That's how he was metaltel it. By him, what he did was, when he had pits, he let it pile up in front of him, and once it became 30, 40 pits, then it was very disgusting. If it was disgusting, then you could take it out as the heter of Graf Sharei, that the Chazal said that they were laxed the Issa Muksa when it's a mukum that's disgusting. So he had a whole pile, so he used to make a whole pile, and then he's, oh, Graf Sharei, he took it out. Right, the Gemara, Amle Rashi, the Meimah, he didn't like the Pshat. He wasn't Graf Sharei Lechatchila. You let him make a Graf Sharei Lechatchila. Graf Sharei, only if it happens, you know, Bal Karcho, it happens. Graf Sharei, let him take it out. You know, make, create the Graf Sharei on purpose. So he didn't like that Mahalach. Rav Sheshes Zoruk Lu Belishnei. Rav Sheshes, he didn't want to metal this, so he used to do is to spit it out onto the floor. onto the other side of the table. Rapapa Zog Lacharamita, he spit it out behind him, behind his bed that he laid on when he ate. Omar Lava Chari Barav Kula Shay Machsa Pala Vacharamita Vizarkan. He turned his head behind the mita and he threw it down also to Makba on his muksa. And so you see all these Amrei are different eitzes to get rid of the pits. Hadron Allah Noitel Adam Es Benoit.